It's 7 weeks since Storm Eowyn hit the country, bringing down trees, knocking out power and devastating forests. With the spring now upon us, amenity forests are working flat out to open safely to the public and to tourists. Carol Coleman has been to Lochkey Forest Park in County Roscommon, which opens to campers this weekend to meet those during the hard clean-up work.
So we're standing in the campsite, Carvin Park. And you can just see the devastation on the hedge line there. That was completely full of trees, and it's like decimated, as in you can see right through.
When Dermot Began began working at Lochkey Forest Park a year ago, he didn't bargain on storms Dara and Eowyn multiplying the workload.
Yeah, I suppose initially we had to just do kind of a full recce of the whole park to see what damage there was. So some of it was quite obvious from the outset. You know, we're standing here at the marina and there was a lot of damage here. The first storm, Dara, actually snapped the breakwater and sheared it, as you can see here. It just completely flipped it over. The reports that night were the waves were about 8 to 10 foot here on the lake, which is kind of unprecedented. But then the second storm then, which came from a different direction, Eowyn, like lifted some of the styrofoam buoys, I suppose you call them, and just completely like flittered them all over the lake shore.
So we're heading up toward the tree canopy.
Yeah, so this would be one of our like flagship attractions. It's a suspended walkway within the trees here in Lochkey Forest Park. So this had a bit of damage. We've had like a structural survey done. So we're just awaiting results on that before we can kind of progress further with any damage.
Okay, so we're on it now, yes?
Yeah, so this is the start of it here. It's about 300 metres long and about maybe 10 foot high at its highest point.
Dermot, when you look down here now, say, what would be different than before the last two storms?
Just even the landscape of the trees here that we're looking at across the lake seems a little barer. You know, there's a lot of stuff down, a lot of branches.
Since Storm Eowyn wreaked havoc here, it's been all machines, chainsaws and hands on deck.
There was so much storm damage that we had to get in machinery and stuff, and at great expense, and of course manpower.
Dave, head of maintenance at Lochkey, had never seen such a mess.
Not in my lifetime, no. I don't ever want to see it again.
Yeah.
But probably will.
Those living in the surrounding forest are also still very much in clean-up mode, including architect Fiona Brewer.
The car was covered, the cabin was covered, everything was covered in branches or trees or detritus generally. So we have been clearing it all ourselves. Some quilted did come and clear from the road a bit, but initially it was neighbours coming and helping.
It's just a different view.
I've been trying to look at the positive side of it, and the light is really noticeable. It's so much sunnier. We were right in the forest, so I'm looking forward to summer. We'll have sunsets and everything. There's a lot more light, which means that the type of plants and things that will grow will be different.
Can I ask you, what are you working on here?
A little bit of tidying up before the summer madness starts. That was an incredible storm, one of the worst I've ever seen now. I've never seen anything like it.
Forest dweller and volunteer Austin Malarkey is helping get the park's trails back in shape. See, those trees over there now would have been quite big and strong looking.
Oh, they're huge trees, yeah. They're 100 foot tall. And the root plates came out, the root balls come out of the ground.
Would you have most of the work done now, do you think?
Yeah, most of the clear-up is done in here now.
This weekend, it will see its first campers return.
Quilcha have now a large area to clear themselves, but they've got huge swathes of forest down at the moment to deal with. So
here you can look forward to at least a decent summer, you know, with
Absolutely.
The place in good shape.
Absolutely, that's the plan.
And that was Austin Malarkey from the Garden Centre at Lochkey Forest Park, ending that report by Carol Coleman.